You're listening to SBS News.
An 18-year-old student missing for 8 days. Her family told not to call police and paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for her release, only to find out it was a scam. Detective Chief Superintendent Darren Bennett of the New South Wales Police says the high school student recorded videos pleading with her parents to pay the ransom at a 22-year-old law student's unit in Chatswood. He too, the victim of a scam.
He was contacted by people pretending to be the Chinese police or the Chinese authorities and told that on behalf of the Chinese police he needed to meet with this girl and take her to his home address and keep her there because she was a protected witness for the Chinese police.
The pair met near the Sydney Fish Market on the 7th of September and went back to the 22-year-old's unit. The woman was reported missing by her friends in the early hours of the 8th of September. Throughout the next week, the male law student continued to attend university, and while he was out of the house, the woman sent videos to her family. Her parents paid the ransom and the woman left the property on the 15th of September. Detectives then located her in Pyrmont. This is the 9th virtual kidnapping case reported to New South Wales Police this year. Officials say in total, the fraudsters have obtained more than $3 million. Delilah Rickard from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission says scams in which people pretend to be Chinese authorities are growing.
If you get one of these contacts, understand it's a scam, hang up, don't answer any more calls from that number.
In these cases, scammers convince victims they've been implicated in a crime in China or their identity has been stolen and they must comply or risk deportation. Vicky Chin from the Sydney University Chinese Student Association says young people who are overseas for the first time are especially vulnerable.
There's a culture of, I guess, shame in Asia. So like you wouldn't dare to tell your family because you're scared of what your family will say about it. So most of all these young people, they will try to solve the problem themselves.
Police have issued support services in various languages to educate students about the scam. The Chinese Student Association would like more dissemination of these warnings via popular social media service WeChat. Lucy Murray, SBS News.